Bonjour. I'm sorry for don't speak in French, but I hope you can understand my English. The Monument of Kallithea was discovered in 1968 by Elias Tsirivakos in the township of Kallithea near the center of modern Athens. At the end of the 90s, it was restored and exposed in the Piraeus Museum. The monument was located at a frequented street. Outside the northern city wall, which runs between Athens and the harbor of Piraeus. The inscription tells that it was built for two metics, the father Nicaratus and his son Polyxenos, from the Greek city Istros on the west coast of the Black Sea. Therefore, this monumental tomb wasn't built for an Attic citizen, but for a foreigner living in Athens who generally had a lesser social status than the Athenians themselves. How we can see, thus the tomb. Consists of a podium, which on top depicts an Amazonomachy frieze. Above is following a two-stepped creepis with the inscription and an animal frieze as base for a more than 3 meter high naiskos. Inside the Naiskos stood three statues, two of the grave owners and one of a servant. The friezes and the statues were of Pentelic marble. Totally, the monument is more than 8 meters high. It dates into the second half of the 4th century BC. Interesting is now that the depicted topics, the Amazon frieze, as well as the single animals, a dog, bulls, panthers, and lions. We have here on the right a reconstruction drawing, and on the left a plate from the animal frieze. Yeah, these topics were well known in Athens, but for the monument were transformed. So the fight of the local idol Theseus and other Attic heroes against the Amazons was shown on temples and public monuments and also played an important rhetorical device in the politics of the 4th century BC as joint effort of the polis. On a private tomb, the topic was unknown and must have been alienated the citizens. By using this move, Nicaratus, the metic, on the one hand identified himself with the tradition and history of Athens and represented his person as part of the polis. On the other hand, he depicted a topic that no Attic citizens would have been shown on his own tomb, and so he differentiated himself from the Attic society. Animals were typical as grave statues or also in relief in Attic sepulchral art, but never depicted in such a long animal frieze and antithetical manner. But the same composition and style was famous for so-called Greco-Scythian gold objects found in Kurgans in the Bosporian kingdom. We have here on the left an example of an Scythian gurit from the Kurgan in Chatomlyk. Frequently in these gold objects, animal friezes are decoratively involved in the representations. Again, the grave holder Nicaratus is integrating his building in the Attic traditions by using animals, but the way he let design the frieze is a link to the Black Sea region, his home area. The inscription, with its unusual position directly under the frieze, underlines this interpretation because it names Histria as hometown. Another hint is the very special horned panther on the Kallithea frieze, down on the left side. It also appears on a Bosporan silver scyphos from a Kurgan in Solocha, down the gourd. The statues inside the Naiskos are following the typical performance of Attic citizens. Just the frontalization matches conventions, not family groups, but honorific statues are peculiar. Apart to the Naiskos, the whole monument, with its high podium and the final Amazon frieze, takes its model from the at this time most famous and recently finished tomb, the Mausoleum of Halicarnassos. I'm sorry that I don't have a picture here, but it was an almost 50 meter high temple tomb of the Carian king Mausolus, which also consisted of a podium with a final Amazon frieze, and which was later listed on the list of the seven wonders of the ancient world. By this, Nicaratus highlights his monument from the traditional Attic Naiskoi. The Calithea monument is a perfect example for creating a personal social prestige by integrating on the one hand in the norms of the surrounding society and also differentiating oneself from these conventions and by this highlighting the dead person over the public norms. The prestigious view the mythic Nicaratus had for himself, his career, and his family, he wished to create also in the mind of the Athenians, the citizens, the people of high social prestige. With integration and differentiation as medium of self-representation, he demonstrated his individual way of success, his value for the polis, as well as economic equality, or even more than this. Thank you very much.